Okay, our friends. So let's continue on. Let's continue on with those beloved breakfast foods. Which do you like better, pancakes or French toast?
I specifically really like French toast.
Yeah.
And then I think I kind of like waffles too.
You like waffles too? Yeah, I like waffles. I like yogurt. And I like eggs and bacon. There's a lot of breakfast foods that are really good. Let's find out about today's adventure. So today's story is going to be one of Lady Pancake and Sir French Toast. And today's story is called Mission Defrostable. This story was written by Josh Funk. And it is illustrated by Brendan Kearney. And who's going to read it, you ask? Oh, I'm so glad you did. It will be read today by Mommy and...
Philip,
the guy. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Let's do it. Deep in the gloomiest nook of the fridge, past Veggie Valley and Rosemary Ridge, meeting in secret behind Pickle Post, sat Lady Pancake beside Sir French Toast. And we can see them in the fridge.
"Surely you've noticed a chill in the air," said Pancake. "I'm freezing. There's frost in my hair."
Toast grumbled, "What do we do? We're in danger." When out of a shadowy gap swooped a stranger. Agent Asparagus flashed an ID. "You're the two heroes that I've come to see. Someone's devised a despicable scheme. I need your help. On my super spy team." Oh my goodness, it's a secret agent vegetable? Who knew? Pancake chewed over this new proposition. Toast said,
"We'll do it. We'll join in your mission."
Do you think you would join them? An asparagus agent?
Where are we going?
Asked Toast from the rear, and you can see them following along. It's the pancake is following the asparagus, who is then being followed by the toast.
"Up to the freezer, of course," said the spear.
Sneaking past peas in a snow paradise, they sidestepped a pineapple dripping with ice.
"Follow me closely,"
the agent went on. But something grabbed hold of her. Then she was gone. We don't get to see who it was that grabbed her, though, do we? Mysteries.
"No!"
shouted Pancake, but Toast held her back.
"Something is up there, and it could attack. We'll rescue the agent. I promise we will. But we need assistance to stop the big chill."
Pancake considered this. "I have a plan. It's risky to ask them, but there is one man." Oh, in the picture we can see, she's thinking of something. Who is she thinking of? What is that? Any idea?
"Baron von Waffel,"
spat Toast with a scowl.
"What do you want?"
Waffle groaned with a growl. Pancake said,
"Help us, or all life could end."
"Help you?" whined Waffle. "But I'm not your friend."
Pancake explained what they needed to do.
"You know the freezer. We're lost without you."
Waffle first laughed, but then made them beg, made them plead. But finally, Baron von Waffel agreed. He kind of looks like one of those toaster waffles, right? That you get out of the freezer and then you put them in the... Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's a really funny looking guy. But I can see why she would think of him, right? Because you usually find those waffles in the freezer, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Across the unknown, the pair followed their guide, hoping that they'd have some luck on their side. At last, they arrived at the heart of the freezer, only to hear someone shout the words, "Seize her!" What?
"And seize the toast, too!"
screamed a frozen fruit bar. They tried to escape, but they didn't get far. Waffle, however, ran back while they fought. Toast whispered, "I'll bet he knew we'd get caught." Captured and shackled in curly fry chains, the duo was led through the gate of plantains. Plantains are kind of like bananas, right? They look like they might be bananas, but they're not bananas. Bananas are sweet. Plantains necessarily aren't. But they do have a problem with these little fruit bars, don't they?
"Where are you taking us?"
Pancake demanded. Their captor responded,
"We caught you red-handed. The Empress despises all those who intrude, and she's got a plot to destroy the fridge food."
Oh, they found their bad guy, didn't they? Perched on the throne in the icicle palace, there sat the culprit, an agent of malice. And do you know what malice is?
Bad.
Yeah, it's an angry feeling, right? It's a hurtful, angry feeling.
"Asparagus?" Pancake said. "What are you doing?" "Fools! I'm the mastermind you've been pursuing."
She wasn't an FBI agent after all. She is, in fact, an evil icicle queen.
"Ages ago, during mid-morning brunch, a bean avalanche cut me off from my bunch. Alone and abandoned, I've wandered in fear. I searched for a home, and I ended up here. And now, with the two of you out of the fold, I've got my revenge, and I'm serving it cold."
"You won't get away with this,"
Pancake replied.
"Who's gonna stop me?"
Asparagus cried. Perhaps she was right. Toast and Pancake were doomed. But out of the shadows, a monocle zoomed. And a monocle is, you know how glasses, when you wear glasses, they go over both eyes so that you can see better? A monocle is something that only goes over one eye. You hold it up, right? And we know one person who has it, and it's that same waffle, that frozen waffle that we saw earlier, Baron von Waffle. Baron von Waffle bewildered her crew and freed Toast and Pancake, surprising the two.
"Stop the intruder!"
Asparagus screamed, but everyone failed. And the Empress, she steamed. Yeah, none of these fruit bars are very helpful. They got distracted very easily.
"Waffle," said Pancake, "you saved us, but why?"
Waffle responded, "I'm not a bad guy. Sometimes I envy the friendship you share, but how could I leave you to freeze in despair? It seems I've misjudged you," said Toast, "I confess." Pancake asked,
"Friends?"
Waffle waffled, "I guess." See, Waffle is actually, turns out, a pretty nice guy. Don't you think? The Empress had heard the whole sweet conversation. A tear trickled down, or perhaps condensation.
Asparagus said, "Please forgive my deceit. I promise to unfreeze the fridge and retreat."
The trio considered and stepped forth united. You're welcome to come with us. Waffle invited. Oh, that was nice of him. Slowly but surely, the whole fridge defrosted and Pancake and Toast were completely exhausted. The villains, now heroes, the evil, defeated. The fridge was now safe and the mission completed. And in the pictures, we can see them all having a marvelous time together. Now that Waffle has joined with Pancake and French Toast, everybody looks like they're having a really good time, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so too.
This is a really good book to play I Spy with.
Yeah, there's lots of good
stuff.
Hey,
what's that green gummy bear doing with the peas?
Yep, there's a green gummy bear in the peas. Can you find it? There's actually a couple more gummy bears hiding too.
That one.
Yeah? Do you see any more?
Boop, boop. Yeah, those two. That one and that one.
Yeah, there's gummy bears hidden in this fridge. There's all kinds of stuff in this refrigerator. The Peach Boys are playing music, and the asparagus seems really happy dancing to it. Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
More gummy bears.
Mm.
So we have a nice, lovely English pancake, some delicious French toast, and a German waffle. I guess it should be a Belgian waffle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that, my friends,
is the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.